Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. It is absolutely hysterical how listeners think they're experts on, well, cell phones don't work at 32,000 feet. Yeah, actually, they can work in midair. At that actual altitude, I don't know. That's why you're banned from using them. I don't know that. I don't know what altitude was flying at. I don't know how close near land. 32,000 feet is less than 7 miles. If you're 7 miles up from a cell tower, I don't know that it wouldn't work. I don't know that I believe that. I don't know. I think they're all interesting questions. But everybody's an authority. It's just hysterical. I bring up these theories on what may have happened to Flight 370. All right. It is 10:36 on a Friday. That's when we find out what Wisconsin Media Check found out about media bias in the state with David Fiorazzo. David, good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Jerry. Same to you. A lot going on.
Yeah, indeed. Let's, you know, you start with one that I think is really interesting. At least I want to start with this one. And okay. That is, and I brought it up today, that there's a new Rasmussen poll that shows the governor's race dead heat, 45% apiece, I believe it is, for Governor Walker and Mary Burke. And this is where it gets kind of interesting. Now, this is a Rasmussen poll. And and you get this because I have conservative listeners who are saying, well, I don't believe that poll. Well, here's what's interesting about that. The media tends to paint Rasmussen as a Republican-leaning poll. It's not. Scott Rasmussen is not a Republican. But it has gained that label because it does, from time, seem to give more favor to Republican candidates than Democrat candidates. And with that, and it was a Green Bay TV station, ABC 26, you found an interesting observation in how they reported that.
Yes. First of all, two things this week from NBC 26. But when do reporters ever identify someone as liberal when we're talking about pollsters? This one, and Rasmussen, I think he's being fair most of the time, yeah. But when do they point out the many polls that are considered to be left-leaning? They don't. They're using this one clearly because it paints Walker and Burke as a closer race than it might actually be, and of course they want to use that. But other recent polls have Burke down against Governor Walker, and so they're using this, of course, because this poll favors the liberal. Democrat Mary Burke. So it's interesting that they go out of their way to point out that, well, this poll has a margin of error, and Democrats often criticize Rasmussen. Now, they didn't need to say that, and they never, and maybe never is the wrong word there, almost never do that on the other side.
Yeah, I would say if there is the almost never exception that you're accurate about, it, and I would say some media do rightfully point out that public policy polling is a Democratic outfit. But it is so blatantly a Democratic outfit that I don't really know that they have a whole lot of choice on this. There's another one. Let's see here. What's the one I wanted to get to next?
Oh, the AP, I think you mentioned.
Yeah, the AP story that, go ahead. Actually, David, I don't have the right email up here. I apologize for that. But go ahead. David sent me what he was going to cover. Go ahead and lay this out for me, and then you and I can talk about it.
Okay, now, first of all, we've mentioned this several times on your show, how the Associated Press is pretty liberal, and in this case where they're writing about Wisconsin, they're pushing an anti-SB 619 narrative, the bill that would help us, or not us, the bill that would help Wisconsin actually, carve out some common core principles, or actually redo the common core principles that have already been implemented that people are just now finding out about what's in it. Well, now they're just trying to get to the bottom of it, and the board, they're trying to set up this board. The goal would be basically just to create model academic standards for Wisconsin. Now, it's probably not going to happen because the state superintendent is a supporter of Common Core. But the problem is when the AP gets this, and what we found out is it looks like the guy from the AP, Scott Bauer, he got this story out 2 hours before this hearing in Madison. Mm-hmm. So that tells a story right there. And what the story headline was, Common Core Bill appears dead in Senate, meaning This hearing is going to be a waste of time, and it's not worth fighting Common Core. That's kind of like the underlying point that he's trying to make.
And Scott Bauer is no fan of mine because I've called him out on this type of behavior before. And in fact, I have called him the most powerful liberal in the state of Wisconsin, because here's what's particularly insidious about. And by the way, I agree with you on this. I would just add, though, that Scott Bauer has been guilty of far worse bias than this. And here's where it's so insidious, David, is his work appears everywhere. Now, we don't subscribe to AP, but a lot of radio stations in Wisconsin do. Most, not all, but most television stations do, and virtually all daily newspapers do as well. So his reach is tremendous. So that just a lot of people don't even know who he is or what his bias is. You also have a thought, big, I would almost say pop culture slash political story this week, is that President Obama appeared on Between Two Ferns, and it's obviously a platform that appeals to young people. And, of course, he's looking hip again, and young people are so incredibly uninformed that it would have worked. What did you find there in terms of bias in the coverage of that?
We're not 100% sure about the bias on this one, but it's very interesting that Obama appears on a comedy show. It's not covered because I think it makes him look a little desperate, because he's trying to reach that key demographic that would help, you know, the administration look better by getting more signups for Obamacare. So I think it's relevant to report on that. After all, whenever a president goes on a, you know, a talk show or does a comedy bit, typically, and by the way, there's a video of it that went viral, but it just didn't make it to the attention of, I guess it didn't happen in Wisconsin.
Right. Although you see editorial cartoons and everything else about it.
Right.
All right. You got one final one that is kind of interesting here. A couple of things. Senate Democrats charged that CIA spied on senators. In fact, Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, was the lead on this. And you found, at least by one TV station here in Green Bay, WGBA, failed to use the word spying, didn't connect it to President Obama. And you have to explain this to Fox 11 connected it to President Bush?
Oh, this is really funny, and it's almost like a jaw dropper at this point when we're this far into the Obama administration. We are tracking how often each station in the market identifies Republican versus Democrat, but this is really interesting that they actually ended their report on Fox 11 WLUK by mentioning that the detention and interrogation program started under the Bush administration. When the program may have started, when it may have started is not relevant. It's the scandals right now is about the Obama administration and spying and people's privacy. So it's amazing that they even brought up that point. But back to NBC 26, they presented this allegation, and it is a scandal, without mentioning that it's a high-ranking Democrat Senator Feinstein making the charge against the Obama administration CIA director. There was seemingly no connection to the Obama administration, not a smidge of corruption or whatever. So that was very interesting to us.
Yeah, always that Chinese wall. All right, a couple of things I want to throw out. If you are listening throughout Wisconsin and you're in the La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, Madison TV markets, they would love to get tips from you as well. It's wismediacheck.com, wismediacheck.com, because you hear a lot from the Green Bay market, but trust me, there's bias going on all over the state, and Milwaukee too, by the way, because we have listeners in Sheboygan to watch the Milwaukee TV market. Anywhere in the state, you'll find out where to send a tip to wismediacheck.com. David, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in a week.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Jerry.
You too. All right. Before we get to a crayon report in 3 minutes, before we do that, just a couple of things that I have to mention. I've got to go back to Flight 370. Actually, it's going to take me about 3 minutes to do this whole thing, Jason. Everybody's an expert on whether cell phones would have worked. You have no idea the route it flew at what altitude. How the hell do you know? Maybe cell phones would have worked. Maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. Neither do you. But this is just hysterical how everybody's suddenly an expert. Now, I teased something very early in the show, My wife and I were at a store here in Green Bay last night. I'm not going to say which store, and I'm not going to say what we were shopping for. I got an alert, a CBS News alert on my smartphone about Flight 370, and I mentioned it to my wife. Clerk is a young man, I'm guessing in his early 20s. I said, it is looking like foul play. And it was basically the first reports on what we just talked about. Okay. Guy goes, what? What was that? And I thought he was wondering what the latest development was. Yeah, but when did that happen with that plane? About a week ago? He had no clue. How can you live in America with the media saturation this story has garnered and you didn't know the first thing about a disappeared plane? Really? You didn't have a clue. This goes beyond just this story. All right, so this guy doesn't consume any news at all. It's impossible. He must somehow go out of his way to be shielded from news coverage. Nobody in his life in the last 6 days mentioned this disappearing plane? Really? How deep is the cave in which this guy lives? And this is what terrifies me. When Rush Limbaugh talks about low information voters, this guy is Exhibit A. How can you possibly not know about this? He lives in a self-imposed news blackout. That means he doesn't consume any news. Well, how do you know that? I'm telling you. If he watched TV news, if he even checked headlines online, how the hell can you go on the internet in the last week and not see this story? You can't. Everything he consumes now, and then my wife and I could barely leave the store because he's all about aviation mysteries. Oh, well, you guys would like this show and that show and this show and that show. We're like, goodbye. We tried to leave. And he didn't know about this. This means he consumes zero news. Oh, we got another expert on cell phones. Zero news. It's just stunning to me. Just absolutely stunning. You can rest assured this kid, and he's a kid to me, early 20s, doesn't know, swirling this vacuum, has no idea what's going on in the world around him. I guarantee I could probably say where he works. I probably could use his first name. He's never going to find out because I guarantee he doesn't listen to a show like this. But I won't do that. We'll round out the show and the week with a crayon report. It's a dandy. In 3 minutes, it's 10:49.
Jerry Bader Show.